before we go right there, just over Shabbos, I bumped into a Shita of Rishonim, actually a Shita of three Rishonim, which to me was very fascinating. So I'd like to share it with you. And there's three, maybe four, actually. And one, maybe two. Kitzur. I'll explain. We have a plague of Berech and Rish Lakish, yeah? Whether Berech and Dereis and Maiz is Kainais, Mashiach is Takana, yeah? Sounds familiar? And Rish Lakish says, yeah, no, Mashiach is Dereis. Mashiach and Mefresh is Minatayr. Where is all Shabbatayr? So the question is, if you're Berech and on, Pashas learn that the whole Mashiach is learned Rabbanan, right? But there are three, maybe four Rishonim that say that you know, Kori Vyechna, Mashiach is the Raisa. Mashiach is the Raisa.
Yeah, he's one of these Rishonim that say maybe he's
Rishonim,
maybe he's not.
Which one here is the older Torah, which one's the newer Torah?
The first one's the new one.
First one's the new one. So, in the older Dva, he brings down, and there's two versions of it. Okay? There's two versions of this Shita. One with the Pasuk and one without a Pasuk. Okay? The one with the Pasuk is obviously much more difficult, as we'll explain. But the Dva, the older Dva here, let's see if I can find it in this edition. Oh, come on. Are you sure the second one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yesh Leimer. Okay. In the, what you call it, it's a page Yud Beis. Yesh Leimer, what's it? Is that it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Rav Shalmiel. I don't know who he is. First time I ever heard of him. Rav Shalmiel. Who used to be my name, Rav Shalmiel? Ever heard of him? No. Okay. Kasav. Yesh Leimer. Sava Rav Yechanan. The Afgad Dei Meshicham and Atayra. Miu Mistavrid Legarim Mois. He just says it to the Garmi Mois. I don't know what that svar is exactly, but that's Shita number one. Shita number two is the Meiri. Right, that now we're getting, you know, more mainstream over here. Yeah. Shita number two, where's the Meiri here? Is the Meiri. The Meiri, of the Hebrew Zion and Beis, all at the end. Okay. Hey, Alpha Bisha Tikkun Hamashamois, Einan Kainos, Homokan Hamashichal Avada Kaina, Bain Sri Hamois. Yeah? Brace yourself for this one. Shamashicha mufresh li minatayra. Shenema. Oikonam yad misecha. Derech hakna. Derech hakna miyad liyad. Ve'ein boi shum chshash k'nei shiyas v'la takana. Avid mamashicha, there's no chshash shem yoyim nisri v'dech v'aliyah. The male, they were mabatlet. It says the Meiri, he's going to Rabbi Yochanan. Abishu tikmu shamayz einan kainoiz. Who's that going in? Rabbi Shlokish?
No.
Tikkun the Mois not kindness, according to your Shlokish, Mois is not kindness to flee with.
Yeah.
Mois Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
Good. Mois Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Mishem Chomach Mamashich Levada Kaina, Vein Tzrich Lemois. Shamashich Mifuresh is him in a Tere Shunema. Oi, Kanami Adam Yisecha.
Didn't their mind do exactly the opposite of this Pasuk? Didn't he say?
Rish Lakish got exactly the opposite of this Pasuk. He used the Pasuk that says only talking about Mashiach. Therefore shows that Kesef won't work.
Again, we're discussing now for Yerech whether Mashiach works. So why are we bringing Rish Lakish? I just went through with David here. We went back and forth. We cleared the deck that for sure we're going in Rabbi Yerech.
Yeah.
So why are we discussing Rish Lakish? One second. The Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos and Kedushin, on the Mishnah Kedushin on Chav Chesed is, Where's the Mishnah that the Yom Kedushin? That the Talmud is only nicknamed Mishicha. Right? What? Says the Kavches. Right? Colin asked them, Kate said, Philippine, 1 second. No, we missed that. Where's the Mishnah about Mashiach? Pay Magasa. Pay Magasa Mashiach. So, one of the either Mishnah of Pay Mishnah of Kaz, there's no Pirish Mishnah in the back. I've got to be more of a Dushan with a Pirish Mishnah in the back. But the Pirish Mishnah is over there says that this that's Kayim Mashiach, he brings down the Pasuk of a Kayim Yami Zecha, Dovnik Miyad Liyad. Ramin Pirish Mishnah is. The Mishnah says Mashiach. L'chayra is a Pella. Right? L'chayra is a Pella. Because Bishlam, the Ritva, does mean that a Pasek. Right? The Ritva says Mashita, that the Eilim Fribi Yerich and the Mashiach is coming, he says Misvara. And therefore, the fourth Shita is the Riaz. Tayshu's grandson in the Piskei Riaz, in the Kuntres Harayas, says like this. I'm a Vyaykh and Latar Mais Kainais, Latarish Kesav Kainan. Like he said, like the Svar, we're showing him that Kesav Kainan Chamachim, the Kedushi Isha, Kinez Karka, like all Kinyanam are Kesav, and Stam Kesav works from Talim also. Like that's our, you know, we discussed. What's the makkah b'chal from Yechonon that kesef is kaina? Hey, machlan talp. Me, you afkav the Rebbe Kiyana b'kesef. Mashiach nami kaina. Mashiach loy tshicha kra. V'sparahu. Yeah? V'chim nemaish ha'chevitz u'mevil reshusai. That was Yoni's far. Okay? Yeah, I remember. When I saw this, I thought of yeah? The Riaz. Tosis Rid's grandson. In the Piskei Harid v'Riaz. Okay, now you know. Okay, you're otherwise known as Rabbi Shaya Achray. As Tosfos Rid being Rabbi Shaya Arisha. Okay?
Which one wrote on
Nah? Tosfos Rid. Mashiach Leitzrich Akra, he also wrote on Shas. Tosfos Rid.
Yeah.
Say it. Yeah. Even though he's Vahadah decided that he's in the Bali Taisviz because it says Taisviz Riz, they put it together with Taisviz Rosh and Taisviz Peretz, although there's absolutely no Shaykhs. Anyway, 1 second. Chivin the Mishmash Achevitz Mevil or Shusai Kedamin Mekdushin. Mizirai from the Gemara. Be'evet Kanani. Avod Makav Nik Mekasav of Kerakai. Nik Nan Mashiach Kimetalplim. I guess there's no pasuk for that. The whole midi, the Efshir of Mashiach, Nik Nan Mashiach. Yeah? Okay, so to sum it up, we have the Reb Shalmia, whoever he is, with the Riaz that says Misvara, you know it? Ilf Reb Yechana, yeah? Mamish big stuff. What? No pasuk, it's not Misvara. They both say Misvara. I just read you the Riaz. He doesn't explain it. He says Lagar Makassif. Lagar Makassif. The Riyah explains it better that you're being Misvara, it's called being Mashiach Lashusai. You know, I was arguing with Yoni about that when he tried to say that, but now he's gloating, Cheshire cat over here, that okay, the Riyah says like he said. Very good. Now, on the other hand, we have the Meiri, yeah, that says you learn after the Pasuk. And it's the mashmayis of the Rambam like that. When I ready for you, I'll call you. The mashmayis of the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis like that. Some of you want to see the Rambam. And there's actually a shach in Simon Reish Hey. The shach over there also seems to indicate that Mashiach is their Isa. I forgot the exact time context right now. I wanted to bring it. I forgot about the shock for a minute. But anyway, so if you tell him Misvara, no, Mela. But if you tell him, you have a pasuk, L'chari Zeferish Gemara, in Bamatsiyim, M'm Zayin Abay, is not like that. Ferish Gemara. Kamara Ferish Gemara. Pelotzim. Why is it, what's the Gemara? What? That's not a Ferish Gemara. That's not a Ferish Gemara. That's not a Ferish Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Rish Lakish Amar. Mevshich mefreshes, my time there is lakish. I'm a kara, chisim karu, a kana, dominik miyad me'av. Rabbi Yechon and Omar, Rabbi Yechon and Omar, miyad lemute. He said they're very... Yeah, you're right. Lemute kaki, les be'ayna. There's something in Chazar and Yakamar a little bit. The Lute Kark less may not. The Pasuk is talking about Eino, the whole parasha. The whole parasha gets simple because of Eino. So we might Kark from Eino. Right? And the Mara said, what is the Pasuk God come back to himself? What is the Kark? Whole Shah Tayra. Lute Kark is Hanush Lokish, no. Bechul, the whole Sugya. Yeah? Chayz Pelotim, going to the Miri. And the way someone went up in the Pirish Mishai is in the Rambam. You know, even though we're Pasuk like Rabbi Yechanan, you know, right? So what's Ram being explained in the Mishnah like Rish Lakish? Why are you being down the Josh? You know, we saw Teresa, we had Teresa called Rashi saying he was passing Rish Lakish. Anyway, so therefore, it's Pelot. Right? Amiri, what's the Pasuk? He's going to be Echonon, what's the Pasuk? Ram is going to say, I don't know. I deal with that question. But come on, Vinishvi though, Zachinu live three, maybe four Rishonim. Say the Rambam is not fair. Just we take out the Rambam, and the Shach is also not fairish. It's just Mashmoyes of the Shach. That three Rishonim are fairish, maybe four Rishonim that hold. According to Be'echanon, the Sheikh is kind of the Raisa. To me, that was Ufrais. Yes, Akiva.
If this further translates, because everything can be done with Mashiach, for sure, Metalton can be done with Mashiach.
Because everything could be done with Mashiach.
Who's Svara? Who
says that Svara?
Isn't that what you were saying?
No, I never said that Svara at all. I said the only Svara, because it's you bring in your shots. That's what we said.
And
no one said it. I don't know what you're
talking about. Didn't
he just said it's Lagar Mimais. I said, I don't match a why it's Lagarim and Mice, but it's Lagarim, I don't know, Lagarim and Mice. I don't know what that Svar is.
I think at that point you
should allow
him Shtar, because Shtar works for even more
than what?
If you're saying Lagarim and Mice, then Shtar should also be Lagarim and Mice. Shtar can be turned
into... But first, the Rishonim already dealt with Shtar, okay? Rishonim already dealt with Shtar. If you learn out like the Riff, yeah? From Kal V'Chaimer, so the Shtar should also work. And Rishonim explained that the Shtar is a problem because it's not Mesuyim, you can't have a Shtar in Kar. I'm telling you. Rishonim dealt with that question already. You remember?
Yeah, but then what about Agav? How are you putting Agav in the garden? You thought you can't find it.
What?
Now how can you find that in Talpin?
How are you with Chalipin?
No, because how are you defining it? The problem is defining it. You're defining it. You're buying it.
The problem is Shtar. Shtar is a Shtar Raya, as we explained that.
How do you define it in Talpin if you're doing it in Shtar?
We discussed this already last week. Yes, Moshe.
How do we explain Rav Shimon's Shita if we say it's Duraisa?
Why can't
the Lekeach be
placed
in Rashi? Assuming
it's just... What is it doing Mashiach? What does Mashiach mean? We're discussing...
I thought Rashi explained that according to Rav Shimon, it's because the Rabban man's a Kana on the Mayfair, so
right.
The
Lekeach
can't be
placed. Wait. Shimon is talking about that's in the Rebbe. Rebbe is in the Reis Mois. Why did they take away Mois? Because of Gezerah. Now, what do we need? What is the Ikki Yisrael of the Gezerah? The Ikki Yisrael of Gezerah is the Mois should have an incentive. Right? Maybe like the Ramban said, that the Mois and the Peiris are by the Meicher, so therefore it makes sense that he should be able to be Chayzer and everything starts with him. Yeah? Now the shayla whether we extend it to the lekeach, but what does it do with the mashicha with the mashicha's derais or not?
Once it's
the rice,
why shouldn't the
lekeach
be able to be
chayzer? Again, why should it be able to be chayzer? Either one could work with the derayisa. Now you need both. Either one could work. By the way, our whole discussion here is mashicha alone with Rabbi Yochanan, or after the takana, the kesef doesn't work. Are you kind of with the derayisa? That's our question. Right? Now, if you mean it'll be the gabi the rashi by kedushin, right?
Right.
Now, if you mean it'll be rashi by kedushin, right? Rashi says, "Nafmir v'yechem shlokish l'gabi kedushin." When the Rishal and the Rishayim, Machrayim, is Rashi talking about the Meicher, Rashi talking about the Lekeach, right? So, Okay, fine. That was just the idea that I came across over Shabbos. I just wanted to share it with Ayla. Have you anything to say about this? Weiter. Over there. What?
The music?
No. I don't want to keep it here. Yeah. Look more weiter. Tonight, I will honor Misha Parra Midara Mavo. Who also lipara mimish ein lo bidiburai. Yam bishlam mamoiz kainos. Shemachi koi ba'avol. Al yam mamoiz ein kainos. Amai koi ba'avol. So the tradition of mamoiz kainos, Gemara says, we understand why the guy is chayzer, is a misha para. But, the mamoiz is not kainos. Why is there Misha Par? That's where I said, Mishum Dvar. We gave you word. So he knows Mois Nakai. He said, we gave you word. Dvar Mikai Ba'avol. Latanya. Rib Shimon Aymer, Afpi Shamru. Talis Kaina Dinar Zav. Vein Dinar Zav Kaina Talis. Hamakaim Kach Halacha. Av Amru Misha Para Majdar Mabul Majdar Flaga Majestai Vamaira Umitsrai Biam who also the far Misha Naim Bidibura. A noise of noise in Bidvarim is like Anna. A Chayze by Rucham Naichemanu. If you agreed on a deal, then the one that reneges on the deal is Enrucham Naichemanu. I'm not happy with you. Says Rashi. The end is all kind of talis. The guy Paris have a dava tiva. That we have in the beginning of the perek. That even though the guy be kesef, azov is considered peri, and kesef is considered the currency. But biyachas to Paris. Talis, then Zav is considered Tiva. Zav is considered money. So what is this? Yeah, Abisham Talis kind of dinar Zav. Indian Zav kind of Talis. So why? Because Mois not kainos. And Papi Talis, Zav is Mois. Hamakaim. Kachalocha, the great climber. After the fee for onus has see the lava yalachayzer. So even though lemayis is in get a misha para, that's mechol makayim. Even though he's in get a misha para, kachalocha ain't bezdin yichayil lankev yadai. Still, he could be chayzer. He could will be willing to accept the misha para, and he'll be chayzer. That's mechol makayim. That's the mechol makayim kachalocha. Aval Amru, and Misha Para, which actually is a little bit difficult, because The Mechal Mokayim is talking about something that we didn't discuss yet. Mechal Mokayim, even though he's going to have Mishapara, Kachalocha, if he wants to go for it, then Bezin can't stop him. It's very difficult. Right? Very difficult. We didn't discuss it yet. It's very funny. Apishon Mutalas kind of Zav, Din Zav. They ain't Din Zav because Kes is not kind of. Mechal Mokayim, Kachalocha. Aval Amru. Mechal Mokayim was already assuming Aval Amru before we even mentioned it. That's a difficulty in Rashi's Mahalach. The Ritva quotes from Peretz. It seems to me that the Ritva's Taisus was a Ben Peretz. Very often he quotes Ben Peretz. Anyway. Hikshu Taisus, Mkei, Mai Hai, the Kaman Bas Hachi, Aval Amru. Meaning, we already assumed that you knew that in the Mechal Mokayim. Mechal Mokayim, yeah. Chomokoyim, kachalocha. Yeshlam da das rash. Mekar ika pranos, umi uloi laitinon, vloi moidin klau. El dlekum, mufshad be pranos, avlamu laitinon lei. Inan moidinon lei, the shavi miyad be pranos. Kenil fi rash. In other words, so it says Ritva, that when Rashi says, Pranis doesn't mean Mishapara. It means even without Mishapara. There's two dargas here. There's a darga of Pranis. Some type of Pranis would be in Chayzer. That was before we said Mishapara. And then we're saying, Aval Amru, that even more, that we're going to mamish be Mepharsimit and with the whole thing of Ibn Bezdin, we're going to tell him that. However, he said, "Be perspicacious." The high mechal makom and bala rabba is that fruul gabi lekeach kach halacha shuyochal atzibai. Asur shemenami b'shechayze by machmas dleika siv nalel. Right? He's saying the chiddush over here mechal makom kach halacha. What's the tesefis over here? It's saying that even lekeach could be chayzer. Now I were going to Reb Shimon over here. Right, it says Ritva, according to Ben Tam, if there's a Dlaika, even Lokeach could be Chayzer. So that's a Chiddush over here, it's Mechal Mokayim. Mechal Mokayim Kach Halacha, somehow it's being Maram is that even Lokeach could be Chayzer. You know, I'm going to be in the Shintara. We went up. Al-Kapanim, that's a Mechalik of Rishayin, may I pass you how to read the Gemara? What does Gemara say in Mechal Mokayim?
What?
Why do you say that? What? Shimon holds normal Mekeach cannot be Chayzer. Normal Mekeach cannot be Chayzer.
In case of Odes, we said he can be Chayzer.
Wait,
is it actually burnt?
What?
If it actually burnt,
you
don't get a
Misha Pora. Right. Oh, you mean Al Tainis, you mean? Okay.
So what are we talking about?
What?
What are we talking about here? Lokeach is closer in the case of onus?
Right. Pain here, Hazel, Ben, Kachaloch, and must have had the way of Kama. My parents didn't say it anymore. But if he's saying it out to Ben Tam, how did Ritva say it before?
Even though he doesn't have a good excuse back out, just so it's all.
No, he has got an excuse back out. How did Ritva say it before? The Imukmis, Pirishashi. Yeah. Meritam Pirish, the Imukmis, Labashusa Yukla. Ben Lekech Ben Maikam. Afghan of Shimon and Kech of Lachsiba, Yahan Lekishla, Irba Ainis. Irba Ainis of Lachsiba. Film is Paranka, he speaks Abba Farish. Mashmo, yeah. So the vote before when he spoke, quoted Meritam, he said, there is no Mishpara. I guess you have to say that you're right. So you think, what's Aval Amru? It's a little awkward. The whole, yeah, this whole statement here. So, the hemshel of this, Rabbi Abram is asking a question that if we say that Mechol Mokoyim, Kach Halacha, like Bichayz is coming to be, is talking about the Lekeach. Lekeach is being Chayz when it's an Aynes. If it's an Aynes, Yudva said the favor, Shem said there's no Mishapara. Only Mishapara when he's not being Chayz or whatever, but not when it's an Aynes. So maybe when it's when the Bryce of Fear Zayis over here, that Aval Amru Mishapara is not going on the Mechol Mokoyim, which is a little bit funny. Right. The Mechomokim is including Lekeach. Lekeach, the only way to have Lekeach is Lefir B'Shimon, going to B'Shimon, is only when there was a lake, when the lake is no Mishapar. So what's the Aval Amru? So Aval Amru Mishapar is talking about the Meicher. It's a little bit funny. Anyway. So that's the two Mahalchim over here. Which Derech Agav, we already have the back opened over here. So I saw the Tais Rosh over here. It said, what does it say? Mishapara from who? Dar Mabel, Dar Flaga, Anchistan Vamaira, and Mitzrayim. Right? So Rosh says, why dafka these? Mishapara Dar Mabel, Shoyim Leim Chamas, Le'om Dibura. Right, nigzur the gazardinam ella al chamas and stealing. But there are flaga knocker agav there a mabul. Interesting, like but there are flaga that wasn't their issue. Yeah, if there was a child that was it was kfira, right? Mitzrayim loyhaim b'dibureyim shebchol shah yoyim rimashleich yisrael b'chazribehem. Mitzrayim, he kept on changing their mind. Parakim said, okay, I'll send him out. He kept on changing his mind. So maybe he was the Spitz, not being Ayim Kudiburai. Right? No, but it sounds like over here, though, it's interesting. It sounds like that Batsim the Einish was also the not being Ayim Kudiburai. So it's a new take on the whole Einish against the Mitzrayim. That it wasn't just because of the Shibud. Right? It was because they weren't Ayim Kudiburai. Otherwise, right? Although we're saying, you know, dar mab, okay, there was chomas, that has to do with interaction, you know, not being honest. But by Mitzrayim, you think there's enough to get them for, you know, without them not being on your bur. We've seen this Tais Rosh. Okay. New pshat for the Leil HaSeder. A new take on Yitzias Mitzrayim over here, that part of the Einish and the Mitzrayim was they weren't on your bur.
Yeah. So I said that that's why it specifies Aliyam instead of like, they got like 10 makas on them and a lot of other stuff.
No.
So
Aliyam
was after Pyro let them go and then was
Chazer.
Oh.
So
that's
why they specify
Aliyam.
Say it
right
here,
remember
telling
me
that.
What?
Yeah, there was no Maisa. Which is Dibur. Here, actually,
okay.
Say it.
A gather of a Meshiv and Al Drush. There's a Meshiv and Al Drush.
We missed the fun.
What?
Seder.
Okay. Fine, Meshiv. Let's go. I'll go upon him. I'll call upon him. Self the Gemara. So what are we saying? So we have a problem. So what does it say? The end of the Bais. Nice and nice, Bidvarim, Loikon, Machais, Ben Rucham, Loikhe Menu. This is Rashi. The rabbis aren't looking favorably. You're not giving them no nachas report in this one. Yeah, they're not happy with this guy. But that starts and ends with that. Klol acheres el ena hagun. So we see that b'dvarim, there is no mishapara. And for the Gemara, again, so how can we say, again, we're back to square one. How can we say pshat in? How can we say the Lefirish Lakish? Why is the Mishapara by Mois if Moiz is not kind. Talk to Gemara. The Varun, the Kabadayu Moiz, call you Avo. The Varun, like Kabadayu Moiz, like call you Bavo. The Grashi. Koy Bavel, Mishum Devarim Shabo Al Kach Klal Maisa. Al Mois Loi Kanu Medaraisa. When Afimina Linisur, there's Rashi Linisur Gagain Im Kiddush Baisa Isha Rabbi Yochanan Hava Kedushin the Medaraisa Kanye Medidehu Hava Roshlokas Loi Hava Kedushin, which we saw then. The Ritva learns up in Rashi talking about the Meicher be mekadesh with the mois. So that's also a so afterwards, there's also a thing I saw on Shabbos, that the Meiri learns up in Rashi. I don't think we mentioned the Meiri then, if I'm not mistaken. The Meiri learns in Rashi beferish, like the Achrayinim that learned that Rashi talking about, okay, it was Mesupik, if you remember, and the Meiri says beferish that Rashi is talking about the Keach. That's also something I noticed in the Miri. Oh, Me'achshi ba'anush ha'mayis kainz v'artayra harei sh'lokach v'nosan mayis v'chazeh b'ya mayicher u'bozeh v'tofas v'kiddush b'yis ha'isha. Actually, he makes the whole case out of it. Chach metzafatim. And they write in parentheses Rashi. Pirshu shimu kadeshes. Pirshu shimu kadeshes. So he writes, see, till now we said the case was that how is he makna her the chayfetz? He never took it, right? He's makna the chayfetz with chalipin. Some other way. He says the case is, why would we talk about that case? Because if he took it and mekadesh with it, then he already made a meshicha. Right? In the case in Rashi, we're talking about that, if we say it's talking about the kerech is mekadesh with the chayfetz, then how's he mekadesh here? If he took it and he said rei mekadesh li, then he already did meshicha. So then there's nothing to do with. There's nothing to do with the sugya, because even though it's not kindness, you need Mashiach. He says, you have Mashiach. That's what we said the case was, where he's making her some virtual type of kinyan, like Chalipin, Agav, or whatever else. Why should that be the case? Why should we make a crazy case? Like, why should not have money not be kind? He wants to be kind. That's the guy. His name is not Akiva Rosenberg. If it was Akiva Rosenberg that was Makadish, I would have no problem with that. I'll come with a whole petek, you know.
So I'll see you every crazy thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but he says the tough ass of Kishba is the Isha, but Maisa, he gives the case that the Moich was Chayzer. So I mean, he gives the way he learned Rashi's time, no one was Chayzer. Right? Just that, right? No one was Chayzer. But Stam is Makadasher. The Lekeach was Makadasher with the Chayfetz. Right? Mir gives the case. Haresh Lokach v'nosin Moich. V'chazer by a Moicher. So Mecha said he wants out. And then Lokeach was typhus it. So in him you don't have the problem that he took it, because the Mecha already was Chayzer. The Mecha was Chayzer. So it doesn't help you, his Mashicha. That's what the Miri could afford to say, that he took it, and then you know the problem, if he took it already, then he didn't Mashicha mail us on again anymore, then he says it's his for sure. Herod says no, because he's learning the cases the Moich was already Chayzer. I don't know if he's learning this in Rashi, but the Moich was already Chayzer, then the Lekeach took it, and the Kaddish Nisha. So now we say, but Midaraisa, who does it belong to? That's Rashi Shtikl. Midaraisa, who does it belong to? Lokeach. Midaraisa belongs to Lokeach. Fir b'yaychana. Even though the Mayach was Chayz, Midaraisa doesn't help the Chazara. And that, the Miri says, his about Kapan, that's why the Miri is not Shver, that he actually took it. Chomakim yearly, Shein Mekdeshes, El Misafik. It's not clear to me what's a Safik. You're right, Sharei Amru, this is the Vaz Taina of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Right? And the Vaz Agin Rashi. So what do you mean, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker? The Miri seems to be Supik about it. El Misafik, Sharei Amru, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Umachir Tiknu, Shalaikana, Ain Loi Bahem Klum. Tiknu Shalaikana means in the case of Chazara. They allowed the Mach to be Chazar. Therefore, Ain Loi Bahem Klum. So I don't know what the Suffolk is. It's good for Suffolk. I don't know. It's not clear to me. The Devos is very clear. Hogs and Rashi. Hefker Bez and Hefker. The Miri says, Suffolk.
Is there a question maybe would they apply it? Mason
has
the
cough
to do it.
But
maybe
Lenin, Shiloh, Hissu, Deraisa. Well, he's mapped with Rashi's suffering a little bit. I don't know. Okay, it's just a little funny way he sets it up. But now, and that's in Rashi. Just going back to a little bit what we spoke a little about last week, Shittas Rashi. Yeah. So Rashi says, Nafkamilin is Surah. Right? That's what we had the dig last week. And Rashi is saying the problem over here is the tzadet that it is Mekudeshes, even though, right, we say that Mirabani Nin Meshicha, right, is because this is Surah. And maybe Chazal only have a kayach, Leinian Mama, but not Leinian Yisr. Isn't the rice? It's still the rice. It still belongs to him. So then, lagabi kedushin, they don't have a kach to mevatel the kedushin, right? We said may have to do the shayla of Kenya Rabbana behind the rice. The Chazal of kach when it comes to the rice. In the Rashi discussing lagabi isra versus mammon, well, Lucharya has to do with that question. Oh, so I just want to raise a point. We also had a big discussion in Rashi. We had a big discussion in Rashi. Does Rashi hold like in Balamar? Does Rashi hold like the Ramban? Right? Machlekes, Balamar, Ramban. What's Machlekes, Balamar, Ramban?
Well, you have to go to Kenyan to discuss Chazal.
Machlekes is what happens after it's already burnt? After it's already burnt, can you be Chayzer? Can the Kayach be Chayzer? That was the Machlekes. Possible Hesper was whether or not they were Eikid or not. We end up saying not like that.
Yeah.
In the Ramban. And Dafka have another Ramban, I think it's also Muchach, not like the Chassam Sefer, who wanted to say, like David just said, that's Machlekes, whether Eikid or not just gave us Chos Chazara. Ramban says that you could, even after it's burned, you could be Chayzer. So we said that no. The man was mashmet, just that you have a schuz chazara, and then the disciple says that it's a mafreya. I'll tell you other Ramban. So, again, in Rashi, Rashi was very unclear. She does Rashi on this topic. On one hand, we have Taisa Rosh on the Daik and Rashi, on the bottom of Ambeis, where Rashi said, Shem Yira Lekeach Dleika. Im Yira Lekeach Dleika. Yeah, ba yoimer chazrani bi. It's mashma only when it's yir lekech a dleika ba menachem, but not when it's ready burnt up and chazara doesn't help. That was one Rashi, and the Tes Rosh made a deacon Rashi. That means Rashi holds like the Balamar. But midach gisa, we had the Rashis in kedushim and in gittin, which is mashma that the Meicher has Chiv Einzin, is Chayes Einzin Olav, Rashi said in both places. And that was Mashma, even if it gets burnt up, so if he has a Chayes. And we said also that Meduig Rashi is also Chayes, meaning it's Peshusa Elinyan Einsin, not that the Kech has a right to be Chayzer, but it's Peshus HaMoicher Elinyan Einsin. The Moicher has a Chi of Einsin, like a Shoyl has a Chi of Einsin. So if we're Medayik in this Rashi, right? Not like some Achrayim want to say. Again, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Kedushin, Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, the Kedushin is Chal. Right? Some wanted to say, because you have a Schuz Chazara. Okay? That's what some Achrayim want to say. But we said, there's a problem with that. Because Rashi says, Al Tisur. Right? We don't like that Pshat. Rashi is Al Tisura. Now, if Rashi is saying it's Al Tisura, right? So again, regarding the Shaila of whether or not, whether or not they were oiker it or just a Schuz Chazara. So let's go for Keret. So not only is it a right that that's not the reason why the Kedushin is Chal. Is because it's not a Schuz Chazara. But L'chair, it's before Rashi, it's not a Schuz Chazara. Because if Rashi held that the whole sugya of Rabbi Yechanan, that Mois, Chazal Segnin Mashicha, if it's just a Schuz Chazara, then that should be a simple reason why the Kedushin's Chal. If it's just a Schuz Chazara, right? If it's just a Schuz Chazara, calls man Yinat Chayzer, Kedushin's Chal. Right? Atkadei Kak is a Me'iri. Another idea that I got over Shabbos. There's a Me'iri in the beginning, the Me'iri on the Mishnah. The Me'iri says that if you're not Chayzer, then L'mafreya. If you're not Chayzer, then it was yours L'mafreya. Right? The Mir says, Vinat Chayzer. If you weren't Chayzer,
second.
What? Yeah. Koshal Chayzer by the Mir in the Mishnah. On Shim. Shim Koshal Chayzer by Yal Yaina. Well, I'm not calm. Why, Mer? Shakal Mkabo. Shakal Shkiva Meicher as a Mois. Why, Masha, Chalkeach as a Chayfitz. And if you have a Lazar, boy. Halacha, Halacha, Chame. Shabbat Kaya Chayzer, yeah? Hamaka, I'm Kosh Lai Chazer, boy. Behem. Ve Midu as Mem Karam. Konu Lai Keach Mishaa Rishayna. Ve Mekdishu Aynas Nai Machrai. Beinesin is Mois La Mashicha. Bain between the Nesinus Mois and the Mashicha, L'chashe Yimshoich, Miha, Kana Hektish, Oilekeach, Oimekab Matana, She Mishar Rishayin Aknai, V'shalayhu, Makdish, Oimoich Reinoise. He says, it's Mamish clear, it's a Schuz Chazar, Ad Kedei Kach, that Mafreya, if you weren't Chayz, if you end up doing the Mashicha, then anything you did in the interim was Chal.
So, when you can get married with something that could be taken away from you, and then I'm afraid it wouldn't work.
Okay.
That's allowed?
It'll be allowed. The question, if you did it, then if nothing happened, you ended up taking possession of it, then I'm afraid it was yours. Because you weren't chayv, just Schuz Chazara. It was just a Schuz Chazara.
Say he was chayv.
So it's not Mekudeshes.
But he had kids.
First of all, children born out of wedlock are not mamzerim. In the Goyish Shevel, that's called a bastard. But in the Torah has to be a rayas. It has to be an erev, ish, or other rayas.
Your Jew holds
not,
I said that already.
See, I was right. The connection is getting stronger and stronger. Whether you like it or not, I'm sorry. It's just happening right here in front of us.
Thursday, when the, if you're chaser, then at what point does it take effect? Does it take from before it gets destroyed, or does it happen from the time of the kinyan, or because it is before it gets destroyed? So they would be married, because the chazar only happens later after the condition already happened. As in, right, first he does the kinyan with lost, then he marries a woman, then
the
he gets destroyed,
the Miri,
then he does the chazar afterwards.
The Miri says, only if you took possession of it, then we say it's a mafreya.
But a mafreya from when?
From when you bought it. From we said between the Nesinas Mois and the Mashiach. If the Mashiach ended up happening, then you kind of b'shas and b'shas. It's mashma if you were chayzer, then it wasn't mafreya. So whatever I told you, because I wasn't sure about it, remember, and then. So now, that, very good. So that question, upon the Miri, we have a different answer to that question. At that time also, it was just a question of the Svara, I have no Raya. Now we have a Miri.
The Svara is not just being attached, should be like what I think you were saying, like you're playing there, and then if you're playing there, then from then it's not, you're not playing anymore.
Well, that's what I said then. Okay, fine. That's why I said it. I usually try to say things very quickly. At least I think they're Svara. Now,
something that actually changes the rule is on tonight. How does it work that if you're not Uza, then I'm afraid it works?
It's just a Schuss Chazara. It's a Schuss Chazara. Because they were never about to look at you. It was a Schuss Chazara.
But you're not. It's not like for sure you're married.
Once you give them the Kesef, before you've been hood, before you haven't been, before the
yeah. No. Right. So now it's in limbo. The Kedushin is mit tali b'kai. It's going to wait until we see that you actually take Mashiach. Is there a chazar or not?
Why is it in limbo?
What?
Why is it in limbo? Because he might.
Because if you'll be chayzer.
He might. But
no, so that's what we're just discussing. But it seemed that in the mirror that the chazar is a mafreya. If you'll be chayzer, then the mafreya is not a
chazar. No,
I don't understand it, but Miri says that. That's what I said. When he asked me the question, I said, Ms. Svara, Chazara, Levit Rishayim is only Schus Chazara, it's only Mekano above from when you chayz. That's what I said, Ms. Svara. Now Akiva is challenging me that for the Miri, it's mashma not like that. I'm asking him, I hear. Yes. But now I understand why the Miri. And Rashi wants to learn the case was that you were actually chayzer, because if you weren't chayzer, then the whole discussion is not again. It's vatam kadeshes. The whole mir is tying of hefker bez and hefker is only when you were chayzer. Then he says it's hefker bez and hefker. But if you weren't chayzer, then the mir is tasa takas and the Mishnah holds that mafreya you were kind. Anyway,
mafreya was never kedusha.
If you were chayzer, so. Again, Mamzer is a different question. Mamzer is only by Arayas. A child born out of wedlock is not Mamzer. A Pony of Bala Pnui that has a child is not a Mamzer.
It's still not okay, though.
It's nothing. It's not. I'm not saying it's Mutter.
Obviously, it's not Mutter, but like, you don't want to prevent that stuff. Like, we take letting people get married seriously, no?
Of course we do. So then for what?
So all it takes is the guy to be a chozer, and all of a sudden,
no, we didn't. The guy comes, ask the rabbi, and I'll say, should I use this money for kedushin or should I use other money? Yeah. So the rabbi will say, you know, you should definitely use other money because you may be setting yourself up for trouble.
So she
marries. Okay, go buy a ring. Be normal. Don't try to find some crazy, you know, chap, you know, to, you know.
If she marries
okay,
somebody,
just don't. So what are you supposed to do?
If she marries somebody in between, that's a shalvish ish.
I don't understand. What happened?
Whatever.
Okay, everybody said.
Okay,
whatever. No.
But then they're after the tradition.
So again, everybody said. No. Everybody yeah. said. If Rashi held that it's just a Schus Chazara, so then Yichai shouldn't have come on to, you know, that's Yisura. You should say Pasha, because it's only because of Chalam, Melech Kedushin Chal. Right? Unless Goofy means like the Miri, the guy was a very chayzer. Rashi isn't saying the guy was chayzer, right? Rashi just says, "Av dvarim shabo al kach v'chal ma'isa, av mois loy konu mideraisa." Oh, you know something? Does Rashi mean when you attack a chayzer? Is Rashi going? The concept of Rashi is in the Gemara when you're ready chayzer, and there's no mishapara. Maybe that's why Miri saw in Rashi that you actually that the moich was ready chayzer. What's the deeper masculine of Rashi? Yeah, koi ba'avol, right? Mishum devara. Shabo akach mechal ma'isa. Av mois loy. Loy konum derais. Konum der shlokish. No, going with shlokish. We weren't chayzer. I mean, step. Anyway, akapanim, again. If Rashi held was just chus chazara, so why does Rashi have to come on to Isser? Elamai l'chayr, from this Rashi, it's mashma, that's not just a schuz chazara, that's in taka chazal u'mabatlet. Yeah? Chazal u'mabatlet. That's where Rashi come on to, okay, but l'gabi isser, they can't do that. They can't mabatlet l'gabi isser. Right? That's l'chayr, l'gabi the original shayla, the big shayla we've been discussing the whole time, yeah, is it schuz chazara, is it a bittel? So l'chayr, this Rashi, it's mashma, it's a bittel. Then we said we didn't see any Mefarish Rishonim that it's a bittel. As we said that, Chayav this Rashi. I was thinking afterwards, then this Rashi Chayav's Mashman is a bittel. If that's true, then we go back to the other Rashis. We have a bit of a problem. So then, why is Rashi and Gittin? Why is Rashi and Kedushin have to say that it's Ukum Veshusei Linyan Einsin? If it's a bittel, yeah. If it's a bittel. Yeah. Then what's going to be legabe if it gets burned? If chazal mebatlet, yeah, mebatlet. Because of course the meicher picks up the tab. Of course the meicher picks up the tab. Of course the meicher picks up the tab. So therefore, I have a problem because I have a problem. Okay. Let's sum it up. We have Rashi, Bamitzim, and Chesam Aleph. It says, "There's a Machminim to Rebbeich and Shlokish Lagabe Kedushin. Fir Shlokish is no Kedushin. Fir Rebbeich and there is Kedushin. Why? And we have Machlokes that too. By the Meicher Lekev. Yeah, is the Rebbeich is there is Kedushin? Why is it Kedushin? Says Rashi because it's Isser." L'gabi iser, Chay Rashi saying Chazal don't have a kayach. Chazal kayach of a mammon. Now l'gabi iser, and there's vocal vargin that says no hefker bezin hefker. Once it's hefker, but once bezin has a kayach of the mammon, it's going to affect iser. Rashi holds no. We look at the mammon iser, two different things. But if Rashi has to come out and tell me the reason why kedushin is chal is because it's iser, if Rashi held that the bittel of kesef, if you're beirchen, the yinim mashicha is just a schus chazara. It's not a bitl of that's in Kenyan, then it's pashut. Then it's pashut. Then what is Rashi? Why is Rashi telling me? I'm sorry. If Rashi held that it was just a schus chazara, if it's just a schus chazara, then it's pashut kedushin schal. If it's just a schus chazara, calls my yinat chay, it's a kedushin schal. So why does Rashi have to come on to iser? That was my ha'ah. El my l'chayra. We can prove from this Rashi that that's Rashi holds. It's a bitl of the Kenyan. Yeah, Narvas Rashi holds a bit little Kenyan that Chazal are doing could only work with Gabi the Mum and Al Gabi the Isser. That's Rashi's Mechadish over here in the Sugya. But Be'etzma is a bit little Kenyan. Okay, that L'chayr is what I think we should take out of this Rashi. Now, so now let's go back into other Rashis. The Rashi in Gittin and Kedushin says that he says the din of the Ramban. Yeah, that even when it's burned, the Meicher is the one that suffers, right? He doesn't say Ramban that you could be chayzer. He says that the sound that he's saying is the chiv achrayis. Yeah, the chiv achrayis. Rashi says the chiyuv achrayis on the meicher, right? What was Rashi's lashon? Ukminim b'shuse liyos hefset hasrei for ola. Aschar yachse misyakru. Ukminim b'shuse liyos hefset hasrei for ola. Ukminim b'shuse, right? It just means that it's a bit of the mecha, huh? The Rashi and Gittin is more problematic. Rashi and Gittin said, "The Gabbai Hedyit Mukmina Beshus Moicher Ludleika Behainu Taima Bihana." The Kain Beshus say Lechazara. Shakiva got all upset about it. Bihana. That's Kain. They could be Chayzer. Bihana. The Ukum Beshus say Leinyan Einsen. So that Zicha they're making Megashol. He was a wise Megashol. He's Besaicha. Very good. Shem Besaicha. Yeah, but Rashi says that, right? Rashi says, "Bahia no, that he could be chayzer." Ukum b'shusay linyan leika. That zikha sounds like it's not just I'm a bittel. So right, maybe Rashi kedushin that says ukum b'shusay is hefsas reif Allah. Maybe Rashi means ukum b'shusay b'tayras. What? How's ukum b'shusay? Because they're about to l'kinyan. Ukum b'shusay. They're about to l'kinyan. Maybe. Rashi and Gittin would still be problematic. Rashi and Gittin is mashma that it's bahiyana. It's like a shoyl. They're being mechayiv in minayinsin. Why bahiyana? They could be chayzer. That's my problem. Oh. Fine. This is something we have to think about. Now, just one more point. In the Etzim Gemara, we'll talk about it more tomorrow, but in the Etzim Gemara over here, the Gemara says, Bishlama Mois Kainis Mishum Hachi Koi Bavo. Avia Mois Ain Kainis Amai Koi Bavo. Yeah? Fretik Zeus and Simon Reish Dalit Bey. So the Zeus is, we'll see more tomorrow with the Shem. He's coming in the whole context of the Rajba with the Rif, the Gabe Mashkin. Him tomorrow, but the Tzayis Terech Devarah, the Tzayis has a kasha. Yes, what's Gemara saying? Bishlam Afir Beichinon, Amar is Kaim Shvach Kai Ba'ava. Let me. Afir Beichinon, I'm Vakal Kenyan. Why is Beichinon any better? Why is Beichinon any better? You're a Vakal Kenyan. Back to the Tzayis. Why are the Rabbi Yochanan any better than Rish Lakish? Bishlam for Rabbi Yochanan, we get a status Misha Parah. Why? Because you're kind with mice. According to Rish Lakish, you're not kind with mice. So, one second. Elam for Rabbi Yochanan, they're not the Kenyan. So, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are the same thing. As they affect the Tzitz. Yeah? Now, Tzitz gives his tarots, we'll see tomorrow. But, the Chayra, the simple thing, what begs to be said is that it's not true. They weren't Mavakal Kenyan. They weren't Mavakal Kenyan. They gave Yerushal Chazara. They gave Yerushal Chazara. And you know, if we had a discussion about the Ramban, rather, I found the Mamash Valk Ramban. The Ramban of Memtes. Yeah? The Ramban of Memtes. You know, last week I brought a raya for the Ramban, the Yukim, the Ramban, that's only Schos Chazara, because Madame Terb Shimon, it's Sartre Shimon, goes to the Dafka by the Meicher, we extend it even to Lokea, just to even things up. It's Mashmet, the same idea, it's not that according to him, it's Bat Lagamri, that's why David's wrong, that's why he's Chai for the Tleika, even afterwards. Right? The Ramban says, okay, it's the middle of the piece. I'll just tell you the Tamtzis over here. He says, oh, where is it? Oh. Some of the mice. Here, some of the mice. Okay, I really should need more time to tell you what the context is, but but it's late. So I don't want to go into the whole Cheshvan Rabban. You'll see it for yourself tonight. And the Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Mashas Nesinis Hamayis, Vamai, Habatlu Rabbanon, the Knees Hamayis. The Kaimlon, why would there got to be Milo over there? The Kaimlon, Hefkebez and Hefker. Why is the Milo with Nesinis Hamayis according to Rabbi Yochanan? Hefkebez and Hefker, Betlu. Betlu the Kenyan. Why is he Mayo? Dr. Ramban, Elish Mami, no, like, take no Elish Yachziboy. M'chazor ve'elach. Oh, Chazor ve'elach. Mizbat l'mekach. The Ferish Ramban, that it's a schuz chazara. M'meila, he's doing what the Mai, it's Pashul in the Chavit. Akaponim, so that, this Gemara is a riot to that. This Gemara is a riot to that. Because Gemara says, Bishma Merb Yechanan, Mois Kainois Koi Ba'avo, Shlok Ishnat. So he says, what do you mean? They're wearing Mavakbal of Kenyan. So they're on the same page. Elamai, Lachar, the Pashup Shat, this Gemara will be a Chacha Gemura to everything we've been saying that we saw, except maybe the Rashi. And all the Rishonim, it's just a Schuz Chazara.